In Yemen, days of rage like these for thousands on the street have become weeks of open rebellion for millions like this.
There are times in the course of history when the actions of ordinary citizens spark movements for change because they speak to a longing for freedom that has been building up for years.
President Obama speaking last Thursday, the people of Yemen's longing for freedom is being confronted brutally by the Yemeni government's unwillingness to change.
The U.S. government signals that the end may be near for the president of Yemen. In the land of Al-Qaeda's most active remaining network, will terror reign? Reigns of terror and chaos after Saleh. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. The only future in Yemen right now may be short-term on this Thursday, May 26th.
And that's at the top of the news this morning. Yemen could be the next country in the Mideast to descend into a civil war. Heavy fighting in the capital of Sana'a this morning. On one side, forces loyal to the president, Ali Saleh. On the other, army units and fighters from the Hashid, which is the country's largest tribe, who are backing a pro-democracy uprising against Saleh. Just in the past hour, Saleh ordered the arrest of the Hashid leader, who responded by declaring Saleh to be forced to leave the country barefoot. The U.S. State Department says all non-essential American citizens should leave Yemen immediately.
The latest violence has killed at least two prominent members of the clergy in Yemen, and Yemeni civilians are already fleeing the capital.
In the last hours, clashes have expanded and intensified in several areas in Sana'a, and now we are hearing sounds of shelling and mortars in several areas of Sana'a. So simply, Sana'a is slowly turning into a hell now.
That's the voice of Ibrahim, a pro-democracy activist in Sana'a, speaking this morning to our partner, the BBC. More than 100 people have been killed this week alone. President Obama has called on President Ali Saleh to immediately cede power. Three times in recent days, the president has backed out of power transfer agreements at the last minute in Yemen. And this morning, he's taking a harder line against international calls for him to step down.
We do not work according to foreign agenda. We do not take orders from outsiders, and this is an internal affair.
We're going to talk more about Yemen in just a few minutes. Meanwhile, there are reports the Libyan government will make its largest bid to end the war there. In a letter to NATO leaders, the country's prime minister reportedly offered a ceasefire overseen by the United Nations, amnesty, unconditional talks with the rebels, and a new constitution. There is, however, no mention of Muammar Gaddafi. The Mideast uprisings topped the agenda for President Obama at the G8 summit in France today. He's expected to press world leaders for financial support for Egypt and Tunisia. And there are reports coming out of Europe this hour that a man believed to be Europe's most wanted war crimes fugitive has been arrested in Serbia. It's believed a wanted wartime Bosnian Serb army commander. It's unconfirmed whether it really is General Ratko.
Radko Mladic.
Yeah.
Egypt's transitional leaders have announced they will permanently open the border crossing into the Gaza Strip, the Rafah crossing, this weekend. Here in the U.S., severe storms pummeling parts of Arkansas and Tennessee. Again this morning, some tornadoes have been spotted, but only minor injuries so far. And Jared Loughner, the man accused of killing six people and shooting Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, has been ruled unfit to stand trial. He was removed from a courtroom after an outburst yesterday. And the U.S. Senate votes down the Republican plan to overhaul Medicare, and there were at least four Republican votes in that vote in the Senate. Asian and European markets are mixed. Europe futures are up. Oil is trading at over $100 a barrel. The Dow starts at 12,394. The S&P opens at 1,320. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 2761. Coming up this hour, a conversation on health care. Vermont becomes the first state in the country to pass a bill that's sort of a single-payer health care system. The governor joins us to explain later this hour. And we talk about how the fight over Medicare and how it may be signaling a more optimistic time for Democrats politically in the 2012 elections, but how it could actually affect you. First, though, the latest on Yemen.